Hello. Oh yeah. Hi.
Hi, now introducing Miss Fiance. This is a latest exclusive, literally 2 days post engagement.
Two freaking days, dude.
Yes. How are you feeling?
I am on cloud nine. I have not cried this much in my entire life.
Oh,
like,
my God.
in a good way. Like, this, like, even this morning, I was in tears.
Over what? Day.
Just, like, all of the love, dude.
Aww.
Like, all of the people that, like, I posted it on TikTok, right? And, you know, I'm getting all the congrats, this, that, and the third. But then I posted it on Instagram, and I'm getting texts from people that I haven't heard from in years being like, I love this for you. Like, I know how much you wanted this. Like, I'm so glad you found your person. Like, you're the, you know, like, you deserve so much love. Like, you're the most deserving. And also on top of that, like, complete strangers on TikTok commenting being like, I've been here through all of your breakups, and I've been here since you wondering when it was going to be your turn. Like, just being like, just the people being there through every stage of my life is like, it's like, I feel like they watched me grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just so insane. So I was just so overwhelmed by the amount of people that were so nice that I was like, like, just,
aww.
Yeah. So I'm on cloud freaking nine.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I know.
Like, I know you have wanted this and you have waited so patiently. And, like, it just seems like you guys fit perfectly together.
Thanks.
I also saw Mama Talk commented.
I know.
Did you, like, do you know her? Do you follow?
Like, we're mutuals on Talk About Queen.
Oh, okay.
But we're not on the actual, like, my personal one, but
I was starstruck by that.
And Coca-Cola commented too.
Uh-uh.
I was like, you trying to send me like 10 cases of Diet Coke?
Seriously?
For your wedding? Like,
y'all
hello?
Trying to, yeah.
Y'all trying to, and then Nerds commented. I said, y'all trying to
after wedding snack? Dessert?
I was like, after the BS that you put me through, 3 hours of my life putting that costume together.
3 hours?
It took me 3 hours to glue those freaking pom-poms on.
Oh my gosh.
3 hours to glue all of those freaking pom-poms on.
I also peeped the funniest comment of this girl saying, Brittany, I'm so happy for you. I happened to see you on a date at like some hotel.
My jaw was on the floor.
She said, you looked so bored or something like that.
Because I know
so
exactly who it was with.
Do I know who it was?
It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, the, like, before Alex?
Yeah.
Immediately?
Oh. Yeah. Because I've only been to Hotel Green with two people.
Oh my
God. Alex and my ex.
She said you were bored to tears.
I plead the fifth.
Were you? Come on, just say it.
I was. My gosh.
How early on was this, like, in the dating?
I honestly don't. I mean, we really only dated for, like, 3 or 4 months. Like, it was a really short amount of time.
Yeah, it was short.
Twas.
What's that country song? All these things led me to you, every whatever.
Every
like,
long.
There you go.
Brought me to where you are. Oh, God. Uh-huh. I can't get emotional again.
They were like Northern Stars.
Daggone it. Carry me on my way into your loving arms. Daggone it.
Yep. True story.
God
Brittany.
Bless the broken freaking road.
The
man.
Broken road.
Wow. What a freaking classic.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love it for you that it's been just like an overwhelming outpouring of
love and support.
Because you're so excited, but having like thousands of people excited with you is gotta be just
overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like people being like, I'm jumping up and down with you. Like it's quite literally insane, but in the best way possible. Like I keep fidgeting with it, and then I keep looking down at it, and I'm like, There's a ring on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ring on my finger. Like, she's so she cute.
I love so cute. Do you love it? Like, is that the cut, everything that you would have wanted?
It is exactly what I wanted. He got it down to a freaking T. All the way until, like, you know, it has little, like, diamonds along the band. But then it doesn't on the bottom. Check. Mm. Hidden halo on the side. Check. I wanted, like, the little, there's little, it's so hard to see on this thing, but, like, right there where the diamond is, there are little tiny diamonds on the hidden halo. Check.
Aww.
And on all the little diamonds that are here, I did a lot of research just to be, like, about the ring that I wanted specifically, because the last thing that I wanted was for stones to fall out or me have to constantly worry about stones falling out.
Mm-hmm.
So on the little stones that are on the actual band, there's four prongs holding each individual stone. And there's four prongs holding this stone. Check, checky, check.
Love it. So you Done. Gave him, like, a checklist of what you wanted.
I did.
Okay, good. He, I mean, not he bad to be prepared.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
I love it.
Me too.
Okay, now, were you genuinely surprised? Because, guys, behind the scenes, Brittany and I have been... She's been keeping me updated every week. I'm like, when do you think it's going to happen?
Right.
There were some hints dropped. But yes. I honestly did not think it was going to happen at this little outdoor fun date.
Genuinely didn't think so either.
I was really thinking, like, right before Christmas.
Me
like
too.
17th to the 21st. We had it down to the day.
We did.
The week.
100%. Like, so... when I tell you I was surprised, I was shocked.
So good, though.
Like, it was, and he even said that he wanted it to be a surprise.
Good.
And I was like, you're dropping so many hints, like, how is this going to be a surprise? But then he pulled it off so freaking well.
Looking back, did you think earlier in the night, now, like, he was acting kind of funny or yes. he was acting kind of weird?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were the signs?
For sure. He kept doing this to his pockets because he had a coat on and he kept going like this.
Uh-huh.
Like, I turned around once and he was like this because he has two zipper pockets right here on his coat. And, but then he unzipped it and pulled out a Burt's Bees bottle or like little tube. So I was like, okay, he's just looking for his chapstick. Didn't think anything of it. And then when we were walking around, my hands were cold. So, and... I'll get to that part later, but I would just stick my hand in his pocket because I was cold and I didn't have gloves on. And then, like, you know, just him, like, looking at the time, being like, okay, we're good on timing. And I'm like, in the back of my head, I was like, because he didn't tell me where we were going. I had no idea. So mm-hmm. I was like, is it like, do we have to be there right at 7 or can we get there? Like, because the plans were at 7 o'clock on the dot. I was like, do we have time to get do we have to be there right at 7 or do we have a little bit of wiggle room? Like, can we get there a little after 7? He was like, yes and no. I was like, unhelpful, but okay. Like, so it was just like little tiny signs.
Yeah.
Like, looking back, I was like, Brittany, so obvious. But me, I'm like, boo, in my own little world, had no idea.
But it's so crazy because you were really analyzing it on the side, like, every mm-hmm. day. Like,
I was.
It's, oh, I just love it. I love that you were so genuinely surprised. Dude, I'm not going to lie. When you FaceTimed me, I knew. I
really?
Was like, yes, yes. I was like, oh my God. Like, I kind of knew, but like, obviously it didn't confirm. Because when you answered, you were just like flat face. Like, just like, I was like, oh, okay. And then boom.
Right, I went. I picked up Sophia and went, hello. And I just immediately, like, you did. You were like. Either you went, hello, or hi, and I just went, and your face, Sophia's face, literally, like, if you're watching on the YouTube, you can see, like, the actual reaction. It's like, when I flashed my hand up, she went, just immediately, and she was like, no way, and she's like, tell me everything, and of course, like, I'm out, so I'm, like, screaming through the phone, and then I was like, I'm just gonna text you, and then I knew her and I were going to debrief eventually. So here we are about to debrief everything.
I loved it. Like, it was just so real. Like, it was amazing to, like, see the ring on the finger. It was just, oh!
I know.
It was wild.
'Twas perfect.
I loved it. I've seen so many of those videos of like their friends telling other friends that they're engaged. I currently have no friends married. So like you're going to be my first one. So this was my first experience of someone telling me they're getting married. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was a big day for me. Probably bigger than yours, but...
I'm glad that I could be your first.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited for, like, all the wedding, like, the bachelorette party, like, all the stuff.
All the wedding-y things.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Dog well, any like, story? More... Yeah, any more details you want to tell?
I can tell the whole kit and caboodle, the whole shebang.
Oh, okay.
Start to finish if we want.
Yeah.
It won't take too long, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
So... It all started at birth. No, I'm just kidding. It all started
yes, full school and 17 years ago.
Full school 7 years ago. So last week for me was a hot mess. It was an absolute hot mess of a week for me. Like crying every night. Not a great week. Couldn't tell you why. No idea. But a part of it is like work related things, and then just like feeling sad. So. Alex and I were on the phone and we were talking, and I think it was like day three of me calling him crying. He's an angel. He sat there on FaceTime and just listened to me sob. It was great. Very therapeutic. So eventually he was like, you know what? I'm off this weekend. He said, I'm going to surprise you with a date night. And I had been talking to him in previous months, like leading up. I was telling him that I love the idea and the thought of him telling me that, like, you know, oh, be ready by this time. I'm not telling you where I'm taking you, but this is the vibe. This is what you need to wear. And, like, I'll pick you up at blank time. You know what I mean? Because I've always seen that, but I've never experienced it. So he was just like, you know what? And so, like, I could, like, on FaceTime, you know when you're on FaceTime somebody and their phone is moving and you can tell they're, like, texting or something? So he was doing that. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay. So then he said, how about this? You choose where we go to dinner. He's like, I got the rest of the night. And then he was like, I don't surprise you enough. He said, I'm so sorry. He was like, it'll be better. It'll be easier once we don't have the distance. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I need to prioritize surprising you more. So he's okay. He's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm thankful for the time that we do get together. So day of, fast forward, it's Saturday. He comes to my house. We go to a quick dinner but what was so funny is that was like leading up to, it was like Saturday during the day. I went to the Bazaar with my mom and Ryan and we're just shopping around. Alex is like, I can't wait to see you. That's not unusual. I'm like, can't wait to see you too.
Obviously.
Right. I'm like, who wouldn't be excited to see me? Hello. So I'm like, okay, fine, cool. So whatever. I got myself ready. I like something told me he said, we're going to be outside and it's going to be cold. So he said, dress warm. So I'm like, okay, I still want to look cute and I still want to dress warm. So I wore some jeans. I wore my little UGG slippers because they're just like super warm and comfy. And then I was like trying to decide what sweater I wanted to wear. But then I decided to wear a white sweater. So I'm like, okay. So then I wore like my big fuzzy furry coat. So he picks me up. We go to dinner. But before that, I'm sitting downstairs waiting for him to come to my house. And my roommate, actually, out of the blue, she just goes, oh, I have a hack for you. And I was like, what? And she just goes, it's cold outside. She goes, I don't know about you, but whenever I walk around and it's cold outside, my eyes water. So do you have waterproof mascara? Sign number one.
Oh my gosh.
I, again, thought nothing of it. I was like, oh yeah, like that means like, cause my eyes have watered sometimes. My nose runs when it gets cold and some people's eyes water. And I said, I don't have waterproof mascara, but that's genius. Like, you know, I was like, oh, that's so true. Like I need to do that for next time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go to dinner, everything's fine. Alex is like constantly checking his phone. He's like, we're doing great on timing. We're doing great on time, blah, blah, blah. So then we pull up to Lewis Ganter Botanical Gardens, right? So we get out, we go inside, and then my friends Wade and Lexi show up, and they're married. They've been together for like 10 plus years, but They pull up and we're all walking around. We're taking pictures and, you know, we're looking around at all the pretty lights, like taking photos, you know, going down different paths, getting hot chocolate, all the good stuff. And then at one point they had the main greenhouse, which is like the huge, if you've ever been to Lewis Ginter, they have like this huge greenhouse and they have two separate rooms. And then in the back room, they have the gigantic Christmas tree, but it was under construction. So the gigantic Christmas tree was in front. It was outside. So, you know, we walked inside the greenhouse and Alex was like, "Hey babe, like, do you want to get a picture in front of the Christmas tree?" Again, not out of the ordinary. So I'm like, "Yeah," like, I was like, "Oh yeah, like, we have to get a picture. We have to get a picture." So then I hand Lexi my phone. I was like, "Do you mind taking my picture?" And then she was like, she goes, "Oh, I have another hack." So she's completely distracting me from what's going on in my peripheral, but like, I'm not paying attention. Have you seen the hack where people like go to take a picture, but they do this and then they turn their front camera on and put their phone here so you can see how you look in the photo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she's like, "Yeah, I love to do this because like you can actually see." So I'm hyper focused on the phone to make sure that like I'm on my good side. I'm like standing like how I like I want. I'm posing how I want to. Completely and utterly distracted. So Lexi starts to take pictures. Next thing you know, Wade comes out the cut with a professional grade camera. Again, me being stupid, don't think anything of it. The first thing that pops in my head was, where did that camera come from? Because he was not wearing it when we walked in, when we were outside. Like, that is the first where thing that popped into my head. I was like, where did that come from? And then I said, "Oh, Wade with that camera."
I know. Do you get the pictures back or no?
Not yet. Wade just got surgery. So he's fine.
Okay.
He made it out alive. He's good. But, so I didn't think freaking twice about it.
Crazy.
And then next thing you know, Alex looks at me and he goes, "Babe, do you know why Wade has the camera?" And that's when I immediately clocked it. And I was like, and I looked at him, I said, "Is this actually happening right now?" And he goes, "Yes, ma'am, it's happening right now." And I was like, "That's not happening." And he said, "It's happening." He stuck his hand in his pocket, pulled the ring out, got down on one knee. And I blacked out pretty much. And he was like, "Will you marry me?" And I said, "Yes." And I, in midst of me completely and utterly making a fool out of myself and sobbing, then I like fall to my knees and collapse into him. And we're, you know, and it's just like a full on cutesy moment. When it was so crazy because like when he was doing it, like a tiny, tiny thought in the back of my head went off. And I was like, I really hope nobody like photobombs or like try to be cute or try to be funny and like do something. Like that was my first thought. Mm. But what is insane is that when I looked at the pictures on my phone, it's almost like as soon as he got down on one knee, everyone cleared out of the way.
Oh, good.
Like I think there was only one photo where there was like a dude in the background. And then after that, nothing.
Yeah.
And I was so like, you know, I'm crying. I'm looking at the ring. I'm like, "Oh my God, I have a ring on my finger." Everyone's cheering. Everyone's like, "Yeah, like, did she say yes?" Cause I didn't audibly say yes. I just shook my head cause I was sobbing. And, you know, we were walking away and I was like, "Wait, I said yes, right?" And like so many people started laughing and Alex was like, "Yes, you said yes." And I was like, "I can't breathe." And he was like, and at that point I had genuinely had no idea that he was going to do it because he kept saying, because I told him when we were kind of talking about like next steps and wanting to be serious, I said before, and I even told him like in a general sense, I was like, whoever I end up being with, I said, I need them to not only talk to my dad for the more traditional side of things, but I also need them to talk to my mom because she's played such a huge important role in my life. So I was like, I want whoever I end up being with to talk to my mom too. So at that point, the night before it was happening, he, like, the little hints that he would drop is like, "I still need to talk to your mom. Like, I haven't talked to your mom yet. I still need to talk to your mom." But it turns out he had already talked to her.
Oh, so he totally did it under the radar.
Yeah, he did it completely and totally under the radar. So I had no idea. And so after that, Alex just, like, we get in the car and then he is just like, "All right, he was like, on to the next." I was like, "On to the next." And he was like, "You'll see." So we pull up to the Hoff in Richmond at Harry's, the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we walk in, I walk upstairs, and all of my friends, like my friend group, is sitting up there waiting for me to get there. Like, my roommate was there.
Aww.
A couple of my friends were there. Like, literally every, like, besides, like, a couple of people that could make it. But it was just, like, it was a full circle moment. And
yeah,
we just got to celebrate with my friends.
And, like, everyone is there for you. That exactly. had to feel, like, so, like, they're all waiting for you.
Yes.
Just to, like, be around you and be happy with you and be mm-hmm. joyful with you and just, oh. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
It was so fun. That was so good. The end. But, like, honestly, just the beginning.
Literally. I'm already stressed about planning. It's been 2 days.
Do you think you'll get a wedding planner? Do people, like, is that essential or what?
So, it definitely makes your life easier. But, so, a lot of times what they'll do is different venues, they have planners. They have coordinators. So, you can either hire a wedding coordinator that's like outside of the venue mm-hmm. or you can hire a wedding coordinator that's like that the venue has there. So if it's like a venue specific coordinator, then they can like then they obviously know the venue the best and they can like help you with all the details and everything and help the vendors with details and things like that. But if you hire an outside planner, you have to get it like approved with the venue.
Oh.
At some places. It's just like it's super in depth. Like I've done some research because I was like because Alex and I were both talking and we were like, should we get a wedding planner? Like
yeah.
Just because we have a checklist of like I found a checklist on Pinterest and it was like this is what you need to get accomplished a year out. This is what you need to get accomplished like 10 months. And then it goes like 10 months, 8 months, 6 months, 4 months, things like that. Like
these are
all the things that you need to get done. So the main priority right now is guest list, venue, budget.
How many people you think?
We have already gotten our guest list. It's 70 people.
You already have it?
Mm-hmm.
Efficiency.
And that's if everyone says yes, it's 70 people.
I love it. That's a small wedding, right?
It's, yes.
Okay.
Anything under 100 is considered, well, technically anything under 80 is considered micro.
Oh my God.
So, well, well, actually it depends on the venue. Technically, if it's 0 to 50, that's micro. If it's 51 to 100, that's like, that's small, mm-hmm. I guess. So, because we have... I think it's like maybe like 70 to 75 tops. And that's if we haven't forgotten anybody. But like,
there you go.
Yeah, we just kind of sat down and just like nailed our, you know, guest list. And my analytical and planner brain is coming out. It really is. Because I'm such a planner.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Alex is such a go with the flow kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That I can just like do it and he's like okay
yeah
and I'm like thank god because if he was too like I definitely everything that I think I call him though and I'm like what do you think about this so it's not like I'm not totally excluding him from everything
mm-hmm.
like he definitely has a say obviously it's his wedding too but he's very much like whatever you want he's like yeah he's like I like it I'm down I'm like thank god. So,
that's how men should be.
No kidding. But
like, it would be different if you were telling him no all the time, but like, mm-hmm. he's truly just happy to like do what you
yeah,
want.
Literally. Yeah.
And you have good taste. I'm so excited to like see how it all comes together.
Me freaking too.
Oh my gosh.
I've already emailed 11 venues.
Oh my gosh. Brittany. Hee hee. You're so on it. Water, you thinking outdoor, indoor, chapel?
Indoor.
All the way indoors.
You didn't watch SpongeBob, you don't know.
No, yes, I do know that one.
Indoors. Take it away, Penny. It's indoors, for sure.
Okay.
I do not want the stress of we're having to worry about the weather.
True.
And I don't want the extra fee if it rains and they need to throw up a tent real quick.
Oh,
that's an extra fee.
Think about that.
So I'm like, I'm not trying to worry. I am not trying to worry whether it be cloudy and the lighting looks bad, if it's sunny and the lighting is awful because it's so sunny, there's no clouds, like nothing.
True.
That's just too much stress. I'd rather just be indoors so people could be comfortable.
Yeah.
So, yep, indoors. That's all we have so far.
Okay, amazing.
I know.
Well, I can't wait to like keep hearing more about it as we...
As we go. I took a quiz to see like what my vibe is, and apparently my aesthetic is classic.
Period.
I'm like, okay, that's fine.
The classics never get old.
Yeah, very classic, very floral. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Yeah, because you want it to age well too. Like in 20 years, you want to love it as well.
I don't want it to be like the teal and coral cowboy boots,
Chevron.
High-low dresses, chevron. Because my, like, OG Pinterest board was, like, teal short dresses with cowboy boots and sunflowers. Which, if, like, if that's your vibe, great. But that's kind of criminal, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's not. It's really, like, sign of the times, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very much. But, yeah, so... The vibes are going to be very, very pretty, very classic, very... I just love florals. So I think that's definitely going to be a part of it, too.
Gorgeous.
I know.
Sorry, one more question. Are you excited to go wedding dress shopping? Do you have any ideas?
I am ecstatic to go wedding dress shopping. I know exactly what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
I have been dreaming about this for my entire life.
Yeah.
Entire life. Did you see what my mom sent to Alex?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna show the message.
It was at the end of something. Like
it was after it was yeah, it was after my mom or Alex and my mom had talked on the phone and she sent him this. It's me, it's little Brittany in a wedding dress because I used to like play getting married all the time. I would make my dad marry me at least once a week.
I love it.
Like me come down in my little wedding dress and my mom would go, here comes the bride, all dressed in white.
So
you know?
Cute.
I know. So I've been dreaming about this for so long that I know exactly the kind of dress I want. I know like basic literally everything.
Will you be showing your friends your wedding dress once it's picked, or is it going to be a surprise for everyone?
I have not decided. I know I cannot keep my mouth shut, so I'm probably going to show people.
Okay.
Like my friends and stuff and family. I know I cannot keep my mouth shut. I'm a certified yapper. I can't keep it. I can keep a secret. I can keep other people's secrets because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to forget it in like a day or two. But as far as the dress goes and like showing my friends, I'll be like, look at my wedding dress. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to be so excited to show people. Yeah. So yeah.
Love it. Certified yapper.
Yep.
Can't help it.
Nope. Born and raised.
Born and raised, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you got for me this week?
I don't know.
Wait, did you write down something or no?
I did. You're right. Duh. Okay. I'm sorry. Great day. Yes, I did write something down. Okay. What is a makeup product that... Complete 180. What is a makeup product that you're loving right now?
Personally, Maybelline setting powder. It's the one that comes in like the square jar.
Yes.
I originally started using it probably about 4 years ago. It was a dupe for the Laura Mercier setting powder that's like so good. And it's still so good. I have other setting powders, but I went out of my way to, like, buy it again the other day on Amazon.
Okay.
It's just, I use the shade Fair, and it's, like, $6, and it just sets so perfectly. And
I love that.
I love her, always.
That's so great.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine is Tarte Face Tape. The foundation?
Ooh, the foundation. Okay, I have the concealer,
not
foundation.
It is so good. Like, I've been using it every single day since I bought it on Black Friday.
Oh, okay. It was Black Friday.
Yeah. Purchase. So I went to Ulta because I was like, my favorite shampoo brands are Pureology and Redken. Those are my two favorites. So I knew that they had Redken and Pureology on Black Friday. So I went, and of course the ones that I use were not on Black Friday, but you know, oh, I know, it was ridiculous. Like for Pureology, it was only one type of shampoo and conditioner, and same thing with Pureology. It was only, I mean, Redken, it was only one type. Like it was like the extra length was on Black Friday only, and everything else wasn't on sale. I'm like, okay, whatever. So, you know, I'm walking around, I'm doing a little shopping and, you know, just trying to find some stuff. And then I saw, and then I just happened to like go down an aisle and I Googled like best foundation for oily skin. Cause I've been using the NARS light reflecting foundation. And by the end of the day, my face looks like an oil pan. Like even with me setting it, using setting powder, setting spray, everything, like I still come home and I'm just like the biggest oily mess in the world. But I was walking around and I Googled it and it said that Tarte was 50% off their foundations.
Yes.
So I just happened to be like looking over at the face tape and an employee comes over and she was like, hey, can I help you? I said, can you shade match me? So she found me my shade and it was $20 for the bottle.
Love it.
And it's like a pretty decent sized bottle. And it's quite literally perfect.
Hey.
All I need is like a little goes such a long way. I use half a pump and it covers my entire face.
There you go.
She full coverage though. She mattifying in full coverage. Mm. So if you're looking for something mattifying in full coverage, highly, highly, highly recommend.
Now that's a good deal. 50% off. Like that is a Black Friday deal.
Period. I was so over these like 20% off. I'm like, so just like any other Tuesday.
Basically. And like, okay, so maybe that equates to like free shipping. Like right. That doesn't take enough off the price for me.
Exactly.
I think it's ridiculous.
Because then with the shipping, it goes back to the original cost.
I know.
Of what it would be without the 20% off sale.
I know. And I'm also like, please don't make me spend a certain amount unless the certain amount is like $20. Like, please don't make me spend $100 to get 40% off. Like, just don't do that to me. Like,
right.
Publix has started doing these like buy two, get one free. Like, please don't make me buy three.
Right.
Like, that's just a lot.
Right.
No.
I hate that.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like everyone's had grievances about Black Friday for at least the past, like, this is, like, the third year.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say maybe, like, every 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been, like, a, what the heck is this? People used to, like, stampede each other because TVs were 90% off.
Yeah.
But now it's just, like, it's just crazy.
It's so funny that videos like that are vintage. But that was happening when we were kids.
No.
I remember my mom would do this thing, or she did it a couple of times on Black Friday, because I was born and raised in Atlanta, and this was back when I was in like elementary/middle school, so we were still living here. And she would get a hotel room that was across from Lenox Mall, which is like the big mall here, and they have a freaking massive Christmas tree that's like on top of the mall. Like, it was just so picturesque and beautiful. And we would go at like 11:50, walk across the street to the parking lot, and wait until midnight to when like they open the doors to the mall. That will probably never happen again.
Nope.
I'm ill. Like, I truly, like, every day I have like nostalgia sickness.
I don't know what it is. Literally nostalgia sickness. That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah. You're right.
No, but it's perfect. Like, it's literally like an illness.
Yes.
It's like this time next year, it's going to be the DSM-5 is a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Constant need of nostalgic memories. Like, just wanting to decorate your house for Christmas in the nostalgic early 2000s way. Or, you know, the, oh, remember when we didn't have bills, or remember when gas wasn't $4 a gallon, or like, you know what I mean? Just like little things like that. It's just, wow.
It's actually like a pit in the stomach type of feeling. Mm-hmm. Because also it's hard to think that we are so dedicated to reliving that. Like, there's so many, like, even just accounts on TikTok that are 2000s vibes, like back in the day, like, God, all that kind of stuff. And
it's like, yeah, the fact that back in the day is used in the same sentence as 2000s makes me want to throw up.
Yep.
Like, I can't handle this right now.
It's kind of crazy. Gosh, I don't know.
I know. They're like, early 2000s fashion. I'm like, I lived in that era, and what you're wearing is not 2K. Like, not Y2K.
No, like, truly, like, the micro skirt. Like, we really weren't wearing the micro skirts. Like, we were wearing gauchos.
We were wearing gauchos with the t-shirt with the big monkey on it.
Yes, we were wearing, like, Bermudas, like, plaid Bermudas.
Yes, the plaid Bermuda shorts with the matching polo shirts that you layered a lace cami underneath of it. And they were both different colors, but they were the same colors as the plaid shorts.
The plaid.
I remember
we
knew I had
we were doing.
An entire drawer full of Abercrombie polo shirts. I had a polo shirt in every single color.
I would have been so jealous of you. Oh my gosh.
You would literally open up the drawer and they were all folded, like every single color.
Brittany, what did your mom take you to the mall every weekend? Like, yes. How'd you acquire?
Yes. Every, like, literally every Sunday, it was me and my mom's thing. We would go to the mall.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
We would hit up Justice and, well, Limited Too at the time, and Abercrombie. And that was when Abercrombie and Abercrombie and Fitch were two different things.
Mm.
My mom would not take me into Abercrombie and Fitch.
Dirty, nasty.
Yes. That was like, that was scandalous. That was like going into Spencer's now. You know
Seriously?
What I mean? Like, yeah. When you went into Abercrombie and Fitch, it was like half naked people up on the wall. And my mom's like, you don't need to be seeing, wait, you don't need to be seeing all that. You know?
Yeah.
It was so then I felt naughty PG-13. Every time I went in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little risque moment.
Oh my gosh. I would have been so jealous of every single polo that you had. I remember being obsessed with the colored jeans from Abercrombie. Like, I had to have a red pair and a purple pair and a yellow pair and, like, a blue pair. And, yeah.
I had a pair of neon pink ones.
Mm-hmm.
That I wore.
Coolest kid in town.
Religiously. My thing, though, was an Abercrombie polo.
Okay.
Stretchy pearl necklace.
Okay.
Like, obviously, the pearls that don't have a clasp, you just, like, stretch it over your head.
Yeah.
I would wear a bump it.
Oh, my gosh! You would wear a bump it.
I wouldn't wear the bump it. I would, like, I would take a section of hair.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm going to see if I can. Let me see if I still got it.
I fear I still do this to this day. It's like, boop. Twizzle clip.
Uh-huh. Let's see if I still got it.
It is. Like, that's so 2000s. I love
like,
it.
Like, take the little piece of hair here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Take this little piece here. Make sure that it was all smooth. Smooth in the back. Take it back like this.
And flat. Then, flat as a board.
But then I would get so mad when that would happen. So then I would do a little twist. And then, oh, I still got it, baby.
Beautiful.
Look at it. And I would stick a bobby pin, or I would stick a little clippity clip up top. Wow.
Flash from the past.
Literally, this is how, but then I would put a hair tie in and put a bow.
Oh my gosh.
To match the polo shirt.
Obviously.
Every time. I'm keeping my hair like this.
You were not to be messed with.
No.
Like, I know your fit's 8 down.
Period.
8 down.
They 8 down.
Color blocking, just like the whole thing.
Wow. Like, yes.
You were that girl. I like can't get over the fact like you probably had so many Abercrombie clothes. My mom was not much of a name brand shopper. Like, I had those pairs of Abercrombie jeans. I had a few like you know the fitted Abercrombie tees that had like that the lettering on it that was like kind of like rugged a little bit. Like, I had some of those.
Yep.
Some of like Aeropostale. Oh my gosh. Oh, I used to love Aeropostale.
Remember those zip-up jackets from Abercrombie?
Yes.
And the sleeves were quite literally like you had to jam your, it's almost like you had to put freaking lotion on and oil to jam your freaking arm through that. And
yes.
Then the hood was gigantic and fur. Like, the hood was just like all of the fabric was in the hood.
Yeah.
It weighed at least weighed half a pound.
Yeah.
At that point with the fur lined.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I had a navy blue one.
Amazing.
The memes, dude.
Like, it's just... And getting the catalog from the store, circling what you want. Oh my
gosh. Okay, that's more like it, a little bit more poofed. It would definitely be like...
But see, like, that's still cutie.
It is cute. It is cutie, actually.
You're gonna start wearing your hair like that, I just know it.
Probably. Catch me out the house with the Bump It special.
You know, I love it. That's like one of my go-tos just because I have curly hair and my bangs like don't, they're always annoying me. Right. So I either do one of these numbers like the, or like the.
You got to.
So cutesy.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Did I ever tell you that I did like a Bump It commercial?
Oh, like the, like an at home.
Yes.
Okay. In my head, I was like, you were in a Bump It commercial?
Yeah,
like baby first bump you it. Have an Emmy and then you're in a Bump It commercial. That's crazy. That's
so funny. That would have been cooler than the Emmy, honestly.
I know. I'd be like, okay.
No, I like made one with my friend and it's like one of my most cringe childhood memories because we like performed it in the living room as period. We did. Filmed it on the like flip camera. Like,
love it.
It was at my birthday party sleepover.
Adorable.
So we'd like worked on it all night. Had to, like, my parents had to, like, pause their show that they were watching in the living room. Like, okay, Sophia, like, show us what you worked on. And we, like, went full out. Like, I still have the video of it. And I was the opening act. It was me and my friend Grace. Period. I said, bump your style with the new Hollywood Bump It. Get the Hollywood look 24/7. And then I think my friend was like, or get the double Bump It. Like, double the bump, double the fun. Like, what were we, like. Okay. What's going on?
Okay,
like,
Miss Marketing Queen. Like... You were born to be what you were doing, babe. I guess so. She was an influencer before influencers were a thing. Hello?
I should post it.
You should 1000% post it.
Yeah, you're right. But that is
hilarious.
We didn't even have bumpets in, like, in the video. Like, I have, like, a flat bob.
Not a bob.
Like, and as a kid of divorced parents, like, you know, like, if your dad took you to get your hair cut and he didn't tell your mom, like, your mom would be pissed. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, it's a whole thing. It was the same thing with my dad and my mom. My dad and my stepmom always, like, cut my sister and I's hair and never told my mom. And, like, there was a moment where we came back to her house one day and we both had up to the chin bobs. After previously leaving her home with, like, hair down to, like, past our shoulder.
If that happened to my child, I would riot.
Oh, yeah. My mom was livid. I don't remember much of it. I just remember knowing that there was, like, a conflict and, like, my dad probably, like, talking crap about it or something.
Jeez.
But, like, they fully, looking back now, inches off of our hair.
That's crazy.
Did not ask our mom. Maybe they said they're getting a haircut, but, like, I did not want a bob. Like,
yeah.
No, like, and my sister had bangs. She had bangs and a bob.
She got the Dora the Explorer special.
She got the double homicide. Like, it literally was, like, shoop, like, right under the chin, bangs, like, it was so bad.
My mom used to, when I was a kid, I had the front bangs.
Uh-huh.
She used to put a round brush under my bangs and just hold the hair dryer on it. And then when she would take it down, it would go broop, and she would send me to school. Straight hair. No sort of like angling down the side.
Oh.
It was just straight hair and just straight up shoop, bangs. She would curl it with the round brush. My mom still uses the same round brush.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
She uses the same round brush and the same hairbrush to this day. It is crusty dusty, but it works.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Facts. I mean, at this point, the bristles are like pointing north, south, east, and west. But at the same time, like... She uses it every single day. And I'm like, queen, get a new brush, babe. I think it's time. I'm almost 30 years old. You've had that thing for over 30 years?
That's like such a mom thing to do.
Absolutely.
They're just like, I don't need a new one.
She will use, like, I will never forget her hair dryer. she turned it on once and it started shooting out sparks. And she was just like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, my mom, babe,
queen, your,
girl, get yourself a new hair dryer. What are you doing?
That's so funny.
I know.
Is she like into shopping? Because you said you guys went to the mall like every weekend. Yes,
we went to the mall all the time.
Is she like shopaholic? Like, I don't think you're a 100%. Shopaholic, but like you love shopping.
That's okay. Where I get my love for shopping from. Mm. My mom is 100,000% a shopaholic. There's just no other way. Like, she loves to buy jewelry.
Ooh, okay.
Like, what she'll do is she'll buy like the necklace, bracelet, earring combo. And then she'll put it in a plastic baggie. And then if you open up, like in her bedroom, she has this huge dresser. If you open up the top drawer, all it is little jewelry separators and baggies of jewelry combos. Oh my gosh. And it's all color coded. So she knows where it all is.
Amazing.
And she wears them all. So they don't just collect us. Like, she will go through and she'll be like, oh, I know, like, this type would look good with it. And she'll go and she'll be like, this is the jewelry that I'm wearing with this outfit tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah. And I gave her all of my old scarves because I went through a phase where I would find a scarf that matched every, like, the little infinity scarf.
Infinity, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big thing too. Remember those blanket scarves that were like this freaking huge? Okay, yes. So I definitely had a couple of those too. But I gave her all of my old infinity scarves that I don't wear anymore. So her thing is she will wear to work, she will wear slacks, a turtleneck, a cardigan, and then she will find jewelry to match, and she will find a coordinating infinity scarf.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So, is she like, does she dress super colorful?
Yes, incredibly. Oh my gosh. Sometimes she'll call me, she'll be like, Brittany, I'm wearing black slacks. What color would look good with black slacks? She's like, sometimes she'll FaceTime me and she'll be like, I'm thinking this color combo with this scarf, or maybe this with this scarf, or maybe I can switch out the scarves. What do you think?
Love a queen who's like super into planning out her outfits. Nanny is the exact same way. Like, she thinks about how her jewelry matches with her shoes, matches with her outfit. Like, she takes pride in it.
She's iconic. In every way, shape, or form.
She's so funny.
I love y'all's relationship so much.
Aw, thank you.
It makes me miss my grandma so bad. So I love the fact that like y'all are so close.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, like, it's sad, but the comments are like, you're going to cherish this so much, like, when she passes. Right. And I'm like, right. Please don't say that.
Like, I don't need to, for sure. Like, I don't need to, we're actually, like, cut the cameras. Like, we're actually not doing that. Like,
yeah, no, but she is literally born for the camera, one of a kind. She's a star. Actually, I was at an event for the med spa this weekend, and it was like a Christmas market. A girl came up to me and was like, I recognize you from TikTok. I was like, oh my gosh. Probably the second sentence, I love Nanny. Like,
amazing.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is it. Like, she's gonna She is going to eat it up.
I love it.
Yeah, so Nanny's an icon. I think I'm about to go see her Thursday or something. She texts me, she has a pre-Christmas present for me.
Adorable.
I'm not arguing.
Do you think it's something homemade, or do you think she bought something for you?
Honestly, it could be either, because she loves to cook when I come. Like, right. She loves to make a menu. She's also one of those people who, like, the food has to be served hot. So, like, don't say I'm getting there at 12:30 if I'm not getting there at 12:30, because, like, it has to be hot.
Right.
Which, for me, I'm, like, a very not good at being on time girl. So, okay. Like, if I say I'm going to be there at 12:30, like, give me 30 minutes window, you know?
Oh no. Really?
Well, for Nanny, like, okay, if I have to be somewhere, I will be there on time. But if I'm, like, just going to Nanny's, like...
I hear you. Okay. You know? I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
No, I'm not going to be late to something that's, like, actually important.
I hear you.
But, yeah, no, she also just loves to give like little random gifts, like a candle or like a set of Tupperware or like just something, whatever. So it really could be anything. I'll film it. I'll post it.
You have to. I'm gonna make my prediction. It's gonna be cookies.
Oh God, I hope.
It's gonna be some sort of cookie.
I gotta make her something and bring it over. Because I have all this sourdough, like, starter that's, like, extra.
I saw that you're on your sourdough journey.
Seriously.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna try again soon another loaf. People told me it was overproofed. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Like, I can't.
There were little holes in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think overproof just means it's dense, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I would rather someone, like, call me fat and ugly than be like, something you cooked was not right. Like, I don't know why it hurts more. It hurts more.
Yeah, literally anytime that I cook for Alex, I'm, like, watching him. Yes! The first few bites. And he's looking at me. He's like, baby, it's good. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, are you lying? Because I could make you something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can tell me if it's not. Like, don't tell me. Just, like, keep saying yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, after every bite.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's good.
Please, yeah.
Please and thanks.
Oh, wait. I was going to ask you something.
Yeah.
Random.
Give it to me.
Okay. How often do you deep clean your house? Like, I'm talking like...
Not often
enough. Like, I remember you saying you cleaned your bathroom the other day. But mm-hmm. Do you clean it, like, once every month? Or, like, what is it?
Yikes, maybe once a month, like, deep clean.
Yeah,
like, I definitely keep it clean. Like, I, you know, if my shower's getting a little jacked up, then, like, I'll clean the shower. If, like, my toilet's getting a little dirty, I'll clean the toilet. But, like, I'm talking, like, get on my hands and knees and, like, scrub once a month.
I don't even think that I do that, honestly. Like, I don't do it enough. Like, I'm a very, oh, this is so bad, but, like, if it looks clean, I'm good. Like, if I've cleaned the toilet, wiped up the counter, taken out the trash, let's, like,
we're chilling.
Yes. I've been getting so many videos on my For You page of women who are like, this is how to clean your bathroom. Like, go step by step. Like, start with the shower. Like, take off the shower curtain. You can wash them. Did you know that?
There's some that you can wash, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't look into, like, if all of them can be washed. I guess I should probably read the tag. But she just, like, threw that baby in the washer. I was like, oh my gosh, genius. Like, the liner and whatever. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I just buy a new liner.
Me too.
If it gets jacked up, I throw it out. I'm like, if there's, like, soap scum or whatever, yes. Whatever it's called, it's going in the trash. Like, the second that I start seeing spots, it's in the garbage.
I know.
Apparently, and I just buy a new one. They're like $2.
Yeah.
Like, why would I wash it? You know what I mean? Like, it would be one thing if the liners were like the heavy duty ones. And like, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, probably wash it. But I just get the cheap plastic ones.
Yeah, mine are probably the cheap ones too, honestly. Yeah. I just never knew like that it was a possibility. So maybe I'll try it this time. But I'm definitely guilty of just like buying a new one.
Oh, for sure.
Which I don't know how people are going to take that. But it's not often enough, okay? I can tell you that. It's not like I bought 10 liners since I've lived here. I'm on my second one, okay?
Hey, that's all right.
But, yeah, she, like, goes through step by step. Like, this is how you, like, take the shower apart. Like, take the things off. Like, wash off your products. Like, because if you wash off the shampoo bottle and the conditioner or whatever, it will actually prevent, like, more buildup and more soap scum than just, like, wiping the base of the, like, tile or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and then she's like, and then do the floors, and like, then do the blah, like, do the toilet last. And I love them. I save them every time. I don't know if I'll ever reference them.
Right. Like, actually commit to, like, yeah. The bit. I don't blame you.
I'm honestly grossed out by my own bathroom. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I live like that. Truly. Like, I don't even like to walk on the floors, like, without socks on. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I'm, like, tiptoeing around.
Right. Like, anytime that I get out of the shower, I have two little shower pads. Mm-hmm. I step from one to the other.
Yes.
I just feel like stepping on the floor when I'm out of the shower is just dirty. Yes. And then I have my slippers in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah.
That's the vibe. I don't know. I mean, like, I guess, like, you know, washing your... Because I bought a new shower curtain and it's fabric. So... Huh. Yeah, it's almost like a quilt looking kind of thing.
Cute.
So it's definitely, you can definitely wash that. But like, as far as like the plastic liner goes, no, I'm chucking it and getting a new one. You know what I mean? Like, I just get the super cheap ones from Target. They're like $5 a pop, like, and they last forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you take care of your shower, you know, I'm like, if you, once you get out of the shower, make sure your curtain isn't squished all the way to one side, like put it back and spread it out after you get out of the shower, and you should be good for a hot minute.
Yeah, definitely the curtain is key. Like, if it is all squished together, you're right. It will,
yeah, because like, I went through a phase where I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I, like, wasn't really paying that much attention. And then I looked down and I went, yikes. So I ended up throwing the curtain and the thing away. Because I was like, this is just too much. I was like, I don't even want to wash that. Like, it's not even worth it at that point.
Right.
So I just threw it away and got a brand new one. And now I've gotten a lot better at getting out of the shower and immediately closing the curtain.
Yeah.
But washing your products, that's a lot.
I know. That's she a like, lot. And then she takes like this, like it looks like a toothbrush tool, and like goes up all the lines of the grout, like all in the tile. And, like, you're supposed to like just even wash off the wall of the shower. Like, did you know that?
What I do is I have this spray that I just spray along the walls and let it soak. And then I turn my water on and go and just wash it off. And then I bought myself like a scrub daddy.
Yeah.
But like specifically for my shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any like buildup on the grout, I just scrub it off.
I love scrub daddies.
It's perfect.
They're the only, what are they called? Like sponges to me that don't gross me out. Like those ones that have like the classic square kitchen sponge that like always stays a little soft and then like dries up like a sponge. It's so disgusting.
Yes.
And the smell. Like scrub daddies, they're so elite. I love it. Mm-hmm. I think those were like a Shark Tank thing or something, right?
They were, yeah. Good for them. Now they have scrub mommies.
I know. I bought like the Easter pack. There's like a scrub bunny.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's just kind of what I wanted to ask you is like, how often do you deep clean your place?
Not enough.
Yeah, me either.
Truly. I do go through phases where I vacuum a lot because I lose, like, you know, because when you like brush your hair, you don't realize how much hair is falling on the ground.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So then I go over with a vacuum and then I can see what's getting sucked up in the little thing that's in the back and I'm like, how am I not bald?
Seriously. I have to like cut the hair out of my vacuum.
Yep.
I honestly.
Passage.
Oh yes, I thought it was broken. Like, I was ready to give it away. And probably Chris was like, Sophia, like, there is an entire head of hair inside of your vacuum right now. Like, the bristles can't even be seen.
Like, you, like, it can't rotate because of the amount of hair.
Yeah.
That's, yep.
It's crazy. But you're right. It's a rite of passage. Like, as a girl, I will shed.
And I remember one time I turned on my vacuum and it would just, like, it would turn on for, like, maybe 5 seconds and then it would just completely shut off. And it would start to blink.
Mm.
And I was like, what the heck? And I like put it on because I have one of those like self-emptying vacuum cleaners. So then I would put it back on the base, let it charge for like 2 hours. And then I would take it off, do the same thing. It would shut off. And I was like, is the battery going bad? Like, what's happening? I made a story on my TikTok back when you could make a story and people could comment under your story instead of having to like swipe up and reply like on Instagram.
Mm, I didn't really changed it.
Yeah. So I posted a story back when it was at like the OG kind of format and somebody was like, that means that it's obstructed.
Oh.
Because there's like a little, because like where the bottom is and where it connects to the tube, there's like a tube that kind of goes like this, that curves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So lo and behold, I take it apart and I look through and there is a wad of hair about yay big. I said no, and like a stick. I'm like, why is there a stick? So I can't remember what I took, but I think I took something like, you know, long, and I started poking it. And lo and behold, I pulled out that big old chunk of hair, and my vacuum cleaner miraculously started to work again.
Good as new.
I know. I was about to call, because it's a Shark, and I was about to call Shark and be like, I've had this for less than a year. What happened?
Mm. Oh, but I think I remember you posting that story because you do have, it's a nice vacuum, right?
It's a nice vacuum. And yeah. I was like, what is going on? Like, it's been charging, like the filters are good. Like, what's happening right now? It's making me want a vacuum.
I don't remember. Oh, you mentioned TikTok and this made me think about it. Have you noticed they have this new feature where you can't save the video without the watermark?
Yeah.
And if you do want to save the video without the watermark, you have to post it.
You have to post it. Criminal.
Why? Like, why can't they just let us have a few things? Just a few things.
Just one thing. That's it. I'm like, because editing in TikTok is so simple to me now that sometimes I'll like to just edit in TikTok.
Yes.
But lately, like, even me announcing my engagement video, I edited everything to a T perfectly. And then I went to click save and it said, and then that little thing popped up and I went, you're kidding. So what I ended up doing is I ended up, like, typing out the caption that I wanted and then uploading so I can only see it.
Private. Okay.
Yeah. So then when I wanted it to post, I just made it public. And I was like, that's just so frustrating because then when it posts, it says, like, when I posted it, it was, like, 7 hours ago. Mm. I'm like, I mean, granted, I could have easily just uploaded the one that's saved on my phone, but whatever. Whatever.
They just can't, like, they're making really
it
annoying.
So much more difficult than it needs to be. Because, you know, people are going to upload it to private and then just delete it right afterwards.
Yes.
Like, it's so stupid. And they're just, like, encouraging people to use, like, CapCut or, like, some other third party.
Truly.
It's just, it's so stupid.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw that. I'm like, what's the reason for this? And also, you're still giving us an option of how to save it without the watermark. It's obviously, like, they just want people to post is what it comes down to. That and taking away the mentions, that pissed me off. I'll be honest. Facts. I'm still not over that.
Yeah. Because we're gonna be like in blank others.
Yes. And like think of all the videos that you've mentioned people in and now it just doesn't exist. So like if you go back to those videos, there's nothing. Like it doesn't even put it in the comments like who you tagged and stuff.
That's crazy.
That like as a creator, like sometimes brands will be like, oh, send us videos of, like, when you use this product. Like, Redken. Like, when before we had this deal, they were like, send us videos of you using the Redken, whatever. And so I was able to go back and, like, see all the videos I mentioned Redken in.
Mm-hmm.
If they asked me to do that now, I would literally have to watch every single video all That's the way through way just too much. To see. Too
right.
much.
Right. Just no. to see which ones you used.
It's like,
or go why? Back through your camera roll and fingers crossed that you remember something.
I know, dude.
That's just, it's... You know, like, if, in the grand scheme of things, and you're thinking about it from the outside, being like, oh, first world problems. But at the same time, it's like, when this is your livelihood, and that's just one more thing to inconvenience you.
It's just, yeah, it's just a ridiculous edit that they've made an update. Same thing with the photo booth, or not photo, the photo app on Apple or on the iPhone. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah, like, your photos. New... I haven't updated my phone yet.
Oh, lucky you.
I know.
What have they done? Like, someone needs to be fired over it, I'm telling you. Like, it makes like, no
I'm scared.
Sense.
Like, I'm scared, too. I have not updated my phone.
Dude, don't.
I'm too scared, too. Everybody's like, this is a hack to get your photos back to how they were before the update. Yeah. So they're like, you know, and everybody's complaining, being like, what happened? Like, what is this? And now I'm scared.
Literally,
my phone's so gonna, bad. My phone is gonna just update by itself one day, and I'm gonna wake up and look at my photos and be like, no,
it's gonna ruin your day.
Oh god, dude. I'm not looking forward to it. Tag on it.
I just don't like, but this is a common annoyance and like grievance from people so bad that I'm like, maybe just maybe they'll listen to us one time,
right?
And in the next update they'll change it back, like maybe, but also they probably are like, we don't care.
No, literally. They're probably like, we got to check for this.
Don't care. Literally, like... You're still going to buy it, though.
But who's waiting in line to get the new iPhone?
Literally, who's asking their mom for the AT&T code so they can go ahead and order it?
Oh, my God. What was the code sent to your phone?
Seriously.
That is so real. Seriously. I'm afraid, I fear that my phone might be finally crapping out on me.
Which one do you have?
13 Pro Max.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's been so good to me. It's like, it's been so good to me, but I fear it's crapping out finally.
Why? What are the symptoms?
Randomly, it'll just say, SIM does not exist.
No.
So then I have to take my phone case off, open my earring, poke it, blow on it, stick it back in, and then it works again.
The earring is so real.
Oh, I know. Random. Like, randomly it'll go, no SIM. No SIM. And then, like, the battery is just completely shot.
Oh.
I'll be on my phone for 30 minutes tops. 100 to 65 immediately. I'm like, daggone it. I'm like, I cannot handle this right now. Oof. It is what it is. I know.
I think they sabotage us with that, too. Like
they have to. Oh, 100%. They do it on purpose, so you have to upgrade.
I know.
It's not proven, but that's, like, my one conspiracy theory.
Oh, I agree 100%. Especially the battery. Like, there's just no way.
Right?
There is no way. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'll let you go, but it was so fun to talk to you, queen. Oh, I told people on my TikTok that you're coming in January. So.
Oh, yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to be there.
Yay.
I know.
I hope it, well, I don't want it to snow because it might, like, mess up your travel, but it would be so cute if it was, like, snowing.
That would be adorable. You could have, like, cozy, comfy. Aww. With your big windows so we can see the snow down.
And we can see, like, all the trees covered in snow. That would be so cute.
I have not experienced snow in a few years, so that would be...
It's time.
That'd be pretty nice.
Just saying.
Just throwing that out there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that reminded me of Grace O'Malley's accent.
Yes.
I'm upset with her. I'm upset with Brianna.
Me too, low-key.
I mean, because you saw the thing about the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She basically did what Zach did to her, to Grace.
Right. Yep. I was like, daggone. Blindside. Like, what? Yes. Like, what are you? Like, what are you doing, babe?
I know.
And I honestly, like, I don't know. I think this might be a severely hot take.
Okay.
Like, severely.
All right.
I think Brianna is milking the breakup.
Is she still talking about it? I don't follow her.
Yes. She's milking it. She's making, like, merch.
Oh, you're kidding. Like, I didn't know that.
She's wearing, because I follow her spam account.
Uh-huh.
Because she has, like, her main verified one, and then she has the spam, and I follow the spam. And she's been wearing a camo sweatshirt and camo sweatpants, and on the back of the camo sweatshirt it says, "How lucky are we?" Because Zach Bryan's song, "How lucky are we?" Is a hell of a week. And I'm like, I mean, I get it, like, secure the bag and, like, profit off of it, you know. She turned down $12 million or however much it was, but, like, I don't know.
Don't give him the satisfaction.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that might be a hot take, so forgive me. Like, don't get me wrong. What happened to her was horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the fact that she, like, she is openly talking about it, and she did, there was a moment that was actually adorable. She was, like, crying because she was getting DMs from dads being like, "I finally have something to talk to my teenage daughter about."
Aww.
And, like, you know, "Oh, I'm finally having something to talk to my younger sister about." Like, dudes reaching out being, like, thanking her for, like, talking about it so they could talk about it and have something in common to speak on.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I love that. And I love the fact that, like, you know, she might be just saying, like, signs, and then maybe if somebody's in a relationship like that, then it's like, you know, "Oh, these are signs to look out for." Like,
yeah,
that's great. But I'm like,
it's been, like, weeks.
It comes to a point.
Definitely so good on her for speaking out. But
for sure.
As a girl, I'm like, you gotta let that man go.
You gotta just let it go. Let it ride, dude. Let it,
exactly.
Like, you gotta, like, let the opportunities come and then just, like, do your own thing.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure that Dave Portnoy did a second, like, diss track.
Yep.
That I also thought in that moment, I was like, okay,
this is just too much. The first one should have been like the, okay, we got it taken down for copyright, but, like, you know, the sound is trending on TikTok.
Yes.
And people know about it. Like, it's a thing. It's going to be a wave. And then people are going to make a lot of money off of it. Done. Fine. But then, once they did it again, I was like, I mean, that's, like, kind of petty, but also, like, a tad bit excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, obviously, not everybody knows everything that happened.
Right.
So I can't speak on quite literally everything that happened. But personally, I just feel like it comes to a point.
I agree. And I'm very interested to see how it plays out with Grace and what she
me too
decides to do, because she posted a kind of cryptic Instagram story basically being like, okay, didn't realize that like our podcast had come to an end, and she was planning on like rebranding it because she never told me ? And like, she also said she was incredibly shocked when it happened. Like, I had no warning. Like, so Brianna, I guess, must have never even hinted. And then Brianna saying it's ending, I'm like assuming that that's how Grace found out. So yeah, it seems pretty much exactly like how the breakup went with Zach. And at that point, that's still fresh enough to like, you can't forget how that felt. Like, how could you do that to her?
That Brie posted like a follow-up Instagram story. There was like a follow-up or something, like clarifying some things or whatever.
Oh, what'd she say?
I cannot remember. But she was just like, guys, like, just to clarify some stuff, apparently, like, she is also stepping away from Plan Brie. And, like, she's just, like, rebranding it and having other people on it.
Okay. So she's, like, kicking Grace off, though.
But she's not even going to be on it either.
Brianna?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something like that. Don't quote me on it. I'm about to Google it.
Who knows? I can tell this, though.
But honestly, I don't care that much. I'm not going to Google it.
I can tell that Grace is hurt. Like, I can tell.
Oh, for sure. That, yeah.
She's not loving. I mean, that had to have been really hard as a best friend. Like, watching your best friend go through that.
Yeah.
And probably seeing it crystal clear.
That's crazy.
Mm.
I cannot even imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just a little follow-up on that. I don't know. It was something about you talking that Boston accent.
The Boston accent.
Yeah. All right, babe. Love you.
Love you. Love y'all.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, this was a fun one. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.